First and 10 Chiefs leading by two at their own 31. Play action fake. Mahomes is going to take a shot near side. Caught by Rice at the 45 and pulled down from behind. And there's your play action pass. The Chiefs get a play action pass to the 42 of the Falcons, again at 28 yards. And Rice, he is over 100 now for the second time this season.
Get used to hearing that from Mitch Holthus. Rice over 100 this season. He has, what, a touchdown every single game this year? I mean,
he had 112 yards or whatever it was on 10 catches yesterday. He had an amazing day for this operation. And he's the wide receiver I think we've been looking for maybe since Tyreek Hill left, you know, that type of guy to be the number one, true number one wide receiver. And he is the true number one wide receiver. He's your number one offensive weapon. And I don't even think it's close right now. Yeah. With Rashee Rice. I mean, he is the guy, and then he's the guy part two, part three, and part four right now for this offense. I think he's just done a great job. His post-game interview was cute yesterday, too, because he's like, I'm just going to do what Mahomes wants me to do. Wherever he needs me to be, I'm going to be there. Like, he gets it, right?
Yep.
You look at number 15, mm-hmm. Whatever he says to do, you go and do that, and we'll have some fun around here. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. Whatever 15 says, I'll be there, man.
That's kind of like Mac and I when we do this show. We just kind of sit here, and you tell us what
that's
to do.
Right.
We'll have fun doing it.
Yeah, have fun
exactly
doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like Bob's going to come in and say this. Just go with it. Have fun.
Have fun with it. Yeah. Yes, be there. We'll be successful, right?
Maybe I'll have a grill like Rashee Rice one day, too. That thing was shining last night, man.
Icy.
Yeah. I'm like, dang, all right.
Yeah, he has as many 100-yard games as he did last season this year.
Oh, two.
Oh, boy.
Two, yeah.
Two.
Absolutely.
Yep. Amazing.
Yeah. It's been great, man. He's outstanding, and that's why we've been telling you since training camp, this is the guy to watch for the Chiefs this year. Meanwhile, Travis Kelce, meanwhile, on the way to the forum, yeah. Travis Kelce, I think here's my take on this, okay. And I'm just going to throw it out there.
You weren't worried about him early in the season, like before the season started. Mac and I were saying, like, could see a slight, you know, downtick of what he's normally done. You're like, ah, he's fine to worry about it. Like,
right.
I am interested to hear where you're at today after week three of Travis Kelce.
I think it's safe to say that he's one of these players that just got old right before our eyes and maybe just doesn't have it anymore. I don't know, man. Like, I know it's been 3 weeks and he hasn't been there and they haven't quite needed him yet. It would be nice if they could utilize him. Maybe teams are focused on taking him out. I don't know what the answer really is right now, but this is what happens with athletes. Like, this is why when you see a big name out there, you should be hesitant to give that guy a big contract or anything like that, because guys wear down and it happens really, really fast. And I think we're seeing right now age starting to really catch up, you know, with Travis Kelce. Like, that, I don't want to call it a drop, but it kind of was, where Jesse Bates stripped that one where it was third down and two and Kelce had it in his hands.
Absolutely.
I'm like, you gotta catch
gotta
that
catch
like you gotta I know Jesse Bates made a hell of a play on it.
He really did,
but I feel like, and I could be totally wrong on this, but I feel like in the past Travis makes that play,
mm-hmm,
right? Like, holds on, you know, into that play, and he kind of got the equivalent of the Alex Gordon contract. I know people start factoring in money and contracts and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Travis got paid for everything that he's done here in Kansas City, but for the first 3 weeks, he does look like where are you, man? Like, I don't even know what he looks like right now. Like, where are you? Is it the offense? Is it you not getting open? Is it the defense scheming to take you out? I don't know what it is, other than we can say maybe age is catching up with Travis Kelce, and they've got to find a way to kind of scheme him open a little bit now.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I tried to give a comparison to what we might see his career being, and I kind of paired it to Jason Witten, who was a really, really solid tight end in Dallas for many, many years, and I go to their 10th year in the league, right? You look at Jason Witten's 10th year. 2013 was when
was that after TV or before?
That's right.
Okay.
2013, he would have 73 receptions for 851 yards.
You take that.
Travis Kelce in his 10th year had 93 receptions for 984 yards. That was last year,
right?
Missing the last game because they sat everybody.
Right.
Well, as that would go down, so would Jason Witten's numbers. After the 851 in year 10, year 11, 703 yards, year 12, 713, year 13, 673. The receptions all kind of started to go down. Now, mm-hmm. 2015 is kind of an anomaly at 104 targets. He had 77 catches for 713 yards. That would have been his last big year. But what Dallas started to do...
And that would have been year like 14 or 15?
Would have been like year like 12 or 13.
12. I don't expect Travis to play 12 or 13 years,
This has got to be like
the way it's going right now. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
And so far this year, Travis Kelce has 8 receptions on 12 targets for 69 yards,
nice.
Zero touchdowns. So, I mean, again, like, it was going to happen. I think that like the numbers were going to start to dwindle down. And I mean, again, like I'm not saying that he's washed.
No.
That is not what I'm saying. No. I'm just saying his role isn't going to be 99 catches for 1,000, 1,100, 1,300 yards. That's not his role anymore. That is now Rashee Rice's role.
That's right.
Rashee Rice had 12 catches last night, I think on 14 or 15 targets. So it's not that like Kelce isn't out there. It's just that Mahomes knows where he needs to go in certain moments. And those moments might be Travis Kelce inside the 15-yard line, inside the red zone. He's now a red zone target. That's what Jason Witten was towards the end of his career. And I know there's people that are going to be like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I disagree with you guys. That's fine. But you've seen three games of Travis Kelce, and they've all three been the same.
Yep.
Last night, he had three catches for 40 yards. He has 69 total yards in 3 weeks.
Which he'd probably be fine with for the rest of the season. Like, if he told me he was going to finish with 69 yards, he'd be like, that's nice. I like that. But
and
I think what you just did there, though, Dusty, is described exactly why this team is a dynasty.
Right.
And it's because when guys start to fade away, other guys step it up. And we're seeing, in my opinion right now, that seamless transition really from Travis Kelce being the number one weapon to Rashee Rice being the number one weapon. And instead of all of us going, oh, my God, what's going on with Travis Kelce? I think we should all take a step back for a second and look at the big picture and realize, oh, my God, they've done it again. Like, they moved on from Tyreek Hill. They're moving on from Travis Kelce. You know, they're moving on from, you know, whatever defensive player that they've moved on from over the years. And they just continue to restock and refill and get better as they move forward. And I think right now we're seeing that passing of the torch. Everybody was always looking for who's going to replace Travis Kelce. Well, is it going to be Noah Gray? Is it going to be Devin Wiley? Is it going to be whoever tight end that they drafted? And you know who's replacing Travis Kelce right now? Rashee Rice is replacing Travis Kelce. And this offense just continues to evolve and continues to change and continues to stay on top because you continue to draft young players that turn out to be really, really good football players. And when people wonder why the Chiefs are always the best team in the NFL, it goes back to Brett Veach. It goes back to his scouting department. It goes back to all of those guys who assembled the roster, who saw ahead and knew when the end was potentially going to come. And you draft people ahead of time. You start to work them into the offense. And so when the end does come, you're not there like Tim Boyle with your pants down going, oh, my God, what are we going to do here? Travis Kelce's replacement is here, and he's wonderful. And his name is Rashee Rice.
It's a great target to have because a lot of people say, what's Rice going to be? Is he going to be Sammy Watkins? Is he going to be Juju Smith-Schuster? Maybe both. Maybe he's what MVS never was. He's a big body receiver that's gotten quicker in the offseason. And you look at what Rashee Rice did yesterday, 12 catches, 110 yards, and I believe he had 14 targets. Yeah, 14 targets on that. So, look, he had 14. Travis Kelce had 5.
Right.
And I understand there's people like on the text line, well, maybe teams are just like scheming against Travis Kelce.
But it's a 3 week sample size right now, right?
Right. And the thing is like neither one of us here are saying that what other people might, where it's like, oh, his mind's not in football anymore. Oh, he's out of shape. Oh, he just wants to get on with his post-NFL career. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying there comes a point in your life, and I had a guy in high school tell me this, our varsity baseball coach, his name was Brad Mayfield. I remember this till the day I die. He said, everybody's going to want to play a sport. There's going to be a certain point in everybody's life where they're no longer able to compete at that level.
Right.
I'm not saying that he can't compete. I'm just saying that, unfortunately, he's not all world anymore.
Right.
And that's the way
that,
it goes.
That happens, like, though.
And that's the toughest part of the reality. And I think Alex Gordon's a good comparison.
Yeah.
Where it got to the point where, like, for about 5 or 6 years, it was Gordon plays left. He hits fifth in this lineup. We know what he is. And then all of a sudden, towards the end of it, you know, 17, 18, it was like, boy, he doesn't have that step in left field anymore. He's still got a decent arm. He's still got the respect value where guys aren't going to run on him more often than they should. But it was like we're watching something that we've had for so long finally get to that point where it's like, you know what? It's like your car. When you buy it the first, you know, 6, 7 years, everything's fine. Then all of a sudden the check engine light comes on. Right. You're like, got to go get it maintenance. Well, you know what? I'm starting to see like more trend. And that's all it is. It's not that Travis Kelce is done.
Right.
But it's a new type of role for Travis Kelce. And guess what? I hate to be this guy, but in like 10 years from now, you ain't going to see the same Mahomes either.
No, you probably are. You know? Yeah,
that's going to happen.
It happens to everybody in the NFL. It happens to everybody in professional sports. Nobody ever leaves when they're on top, right? When they leave, it's like when they're finishing off their career.
Unless you're Clayton.
Yeah, exactly, right? Unless you're Josh, nobody leaves on top, right?
What a great text we got from him this morning.
3:45 rolled into his driveway, so that's when Kling got home. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, you're right. Now it's not because I get to sleep now.
Yeah.
3:45, he's pulling into his driveway. I love it. But this is what happens. And it's okay just to say, you know what? Father Time is undefeated, and we're seeing Father Time, you know, and Travis Kelce, they're probably shaking hands right about now. The Chiefs are also probably realizing that, and they're like, okay, let's see how we can preserve him as long as we possibly can this season, and then when we get to the playoffs, maybe we unleash Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes for one final time. And that's what you have to look at as well. I mean, you know, Mark Collins in here the other day said, we don't need Travis Kelce, right? And they didn't last night. They would have liked to have had him yesterday, but you're going to need Travis Kelce towards the end of the season. And if he kind of, I don't want to even use the term meanders, but just kind of hangs out for the regular season and then steps it up in the playoffs like he did last year, and this team wins another Super Bowl and he rides off into the sunset, great. I read an article this morning when I was sitting on the John about Travis Kelce, and somebody was claiming that he needs to retire and then take over the Cincinnati Bearcats job and be their new football coach. Travis Kelce's not coaching the University of Cincinnati, okay? I'm just going to put that one to rest right now. Travis Kelce got a lot more on his plate than going to coach a moribund football program in the University of Cincinnati. But just accept it for what it is. Guys get old. In every profession, you start to slow down. You start to have that wear and tear. You start to have other interests. You start to look at life differently. And I think that's kind of where Travis Kelce is right now. It's like the perfect storm of everything coming together. And it's okay because the Chiefs saw it coming a couple of years ago and drafted Rashee Rice. And they have worked him in, and now he is your number one option. And you're not going to miss a beat offensively because him and Patrick Mahomes, my God, are they on the same page, right? You look at those two together, that's an unbelievable duo that we have right now. And I love watching Rashee Rice play. And you said he got faster in the offseason. You're absolutely right about that. That guy developed speed that I didn't know he had. I thought he was more of a big bodied possession receiver. He's now turning into a guy that can beat you with his feet.
Right. And again, I'm not saying that he's done. I'm not saying that he's washed. If you want to hear that, you can listen
Carrington.
To 2-6.
Yeah.
That's his narrative that he's rolling with. I'm just saying, I think it is almost a cultural shock that you're not seeing 7 catches, 99 yards, and a touchdown. You're just not seeing that anymore.
You're not.
You're going to see more of 4 or 5 catches, maybe, for anywhere from
40 to 60
yards receiving.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, they don't really have a whole lot of, they don't have a whole lot of red zone opportunities because they got Rashee Rice, who scores every time he's 45 yards out. It seems like there's a touchdown there. So I am interested to see if there is going to be that team, and maybe it's next week.
Yeah, it could be the Chargers.
The Chargers will say, you know what? He is washed. Let's just single coverage him. And then you have that random game where Travis goes.
Right.
It's a lot.
And then the text line will be here. See, we told you. Nobody's saying he's washed. We're saying he's 35 years old.
There's a new role for him.
Right.
And I tried to warn people about this in the preseason that it might look a lot like whenever Jason Witten hit that. I'm sure people in Dallas were like, oh man, Jason Witten ain't that guy anymore. I'm sure there were people in Carolina that were like, oh man, Greg Olsen ain't him no more.
Do you remember the first player in your fandom, in your life, where you went, oh my God, that guy got old. What happened to him? Do you remember who that player was?
Yeah, probably
for you?
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson. Okay. Mac probably hasn't had that yet. He's still, eating mac and cheese out of the box. Unless you have. But for me, it was
like the microwavable kind, 3.5 minutes every night.
Yep. Okay. All right. There you go.
Fair enough.
All right, good for you. For me, it was Rodney Hampton. He was really good one year and then disappeared. And then he ended up a Chiefs training camp one year. I'm like, oh my God, Rodney Hampton. And he fell off the face of the earth. And that's when you realize this league, NFL, not for long. And if you put in 10 years plus like Travis Kelce has in this league and had this career, eventually that wall is going to be hit. And I think people are having kind of that first experience. But instead of just looking at the reality and the facts of saying, wow, he is 35 years old and he's starting to slow down maybe a little bit, everybody wants to blame the ancillary stuff. He's too involved with movies. He's too involved with pop culture. He's too involved with this. He needs to get more into his playbook. No, he got to the point where, you know what? Father Time may caught up with him. And if we go out here and we utilize him, in bits and pieces, and he finds a way to help this team as we move down the stretch, and he's big in the postseason, that's all you need out of Travis Kelce this year right now.
Right.
And that's because Rice has emerged.
The other thing is, you didn't hear Travis Kelce's name a whole lot. You also didn't hear Wanya Morris's name a lot.
He was good last night, guys. I thought he was really good last night.
Really good.
Yeah.
One game, and he got what's his name? Is it the old pass rusher from New England?
Matthew Judon.
Yeah. And he was a little banged up. So, I mean, that wasn't a huge test. But, again, Bosa got hurt this week, so he may not play this week against the Chiefs.
Oh, Bosa got hurt? No way. Really? Yeah. Oh, it's the football season. Uh-huh. That's right.
Bosa hurt. Herbert hurt.
Rashawn Slater hurt. Both of their tackles, right?
Both of their all pro,
I don't know that I've ever seen, like we talked about, a line swing go from 3.5 to a 9-point just like that, right?
If I'm the Chiefs, I would just rest everybody and let Carson Wentz go out there and play a week and let Pat just sit and take care and just mail it in.
Yeah, well, maybe if you establish a 2-score lead early on in this one, you do something like that, then call Pat Mahomes in to kind of win it for you later like they did in Denver's first game. But
right, but no, Wanya Morris, you don't hear his name, that's a good thing.
That's great, yeah.
Suamataia was good in week one, but Max seemed to like what he saw at the left tackle position for Wanya Morris.
Yeah, very excited, but like you said, Dusty, it's 1 week. Kingsley was really good in week one, and then we saw what happened week two, so I just want to see that consistency, but I'm excited about that. Yeah, that was great. Like you said, Bob, you don't want to hear their name. Like, it's like a cornerback. You don't want to hear their name very often.
The only time we heard it was at the beginning when they were talking about the situation. Yep. And then Wanya Morris turned into, I don't know, I'm watching a play right here. He just got beat, but we still got a big reception down the field. But that's okay. You're never going to play a perfect game.
I think
it's
two pressures.
And I thought Wanya Morris was really, really good. I thought the whole offensive line was really good last night. They gave Mahomes a lot of opportunity last night, not only to throw the football, but they gave those running backs an opportunity to run as well. So kudos to the offensive line for stepping it up, and I thought really playing big, especially with Carson Steele back there, you know, making his first NFL start and really giving that opportunity to be that go-to guy. You got to be as good. You're only as good as your offensive line, and they were really good, and it felt like every time he touched the ball, he was getting 5, 6, 7 yards a clip yesterday. Like, he ran good, like a hot knife through butter, basically.
We've had a lot of positives. Were there any negatives that you guys had to pick apart from the game last night in that win?
Oh, I think you just got to get TDs, not field goals. You know, you got to punch it in. The two field goals early, like this is another one of those games that, you know, Josh always talks about, like, you've got a lead, you've dominated, you're 10 minutes in time of possession and you're only up by 5, like, you've got to convert, not field goals, you've got to get 6. And they'll tell you the exact same thing too. They've got to find a way to get into the end zone. But look, defenses have gotten better in the NFL. I think defenses are kind of now picking up where the offense was for the last 5 years. A lot of speed on defenses in this league right now. Nobody's fooled by anything. It's harder to score, but with this Chiefs team and with Patrick Mahomes, you got to find a way to get in the end zone and negate field goals right now.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm with you on that. I'd like to see a little bit more pressure. I mean, I know they had 2 sacks, but I mean, that's Kirk Cousins, man. Yeah. Like, that's a statue back there, and he just was able to sit back there. Like, the pass rushing is a little bit of a minor issue for a 3-0 team if we can call a spade a spade. Like, if we can sit here on our high horse and talk about how great, you know, the team looks at 3-0. Yeah, but I mean, imagine they fix a couple of these other things. You're not playing in these 22-17 games or these, you know, 26-25 against Cincinnati. 26-25,
yeah.
And, you know, when you let Kirk Cousins sit back there and throw it, he's going to get you.
Yeah.
And if you get pressure on him, he's going to make mistakes. One time that they did get pressure to him was the interception to Jamari Connor that he then was like, here, take it and try to score here. And I thought that was something that could be a little bit of concern is this was a statue quarterback back there. Not a whole lot of pressure.
Well, it was their highest of the season, though. Like,
which is good to see that.
Yeah, like it was their highest pressure rate of the season. They got the Kirk Cousins like 42% of the time. So they got there. They just didn't bring him to the ground. And that's okay. I think if you get pressure on him, you hit him a few times, make him a little gun shy, make him throw a football. Maybe when he doesn't want to throw a football, make him scared back there in the pocket. I think they did a pretty good job of that. You'd love to see more sacks, obviously, in a game. But for the most part, they were doing their best to get home yesterday. I'm not going to nitpick that one as much as maybe, you know, just converting those. If you convert those touchdowns instead of field goals, we're not talking about anything else. We're talking about a blowout win yesterday.
Right. Is there any issue with Mahomes and the interceptions?
God, his balls have looked a little like, what's the word I'm looking for? A little short, maybe? Not enough air under them at times. Like, he hasn't been on target this year in the first three games. I look at Patrick Mahomes and I'm like, you could step it up a little bit. It's okay to say that. You know, it's okay to say that. Like the first, you know, play into the end zone where they like he was open. Like Mahomes, that was a bad
end zone to throw to. Let him run.
Let him run. And then there was a play with where he just, you know, missed Rashee Rice, didn't lead him, threw him behind
almost
ended up being an interception in that game. So there was a couple of plays I look at. I'm like, all right, come on now, step it up a little bit, right? Like step it up a little bit and make sure your throws are on target. And if his throws are on target, again, we're probably talking about a blowout win yesterday.
And again, 3-0.
3-0, so, right. Exactly. Yep. Like we're nitpicking a little thing here and a little thing there and a little thing here. And this team is still 3-0. And in this league right now, to be sitting at 3-0 is unbelievable because this is a whacked out league right now. Man, this is a league that is scatterbrained.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Brained.